So I want to mention a few ideas of brachos. See if we can take us and just be our sugya to learn. Brachos is one of the most intense sugyas to be able to learn. And we're going to take one particular one that is in the middle of Reish Dalet. Happens because I was learning it today. So we're going to take this one. This regards to what bracha do you say and water? So what bracha do you say and water? Shulchan Aruch writes that if you drink water for thirst, then you say a shahakol, and after that burn a fashos. Why is that saying for thirst? Because if it's not for thirst, if it's for to hydrate yourself, if it's for refuah, water is the only food that, since it has no actual taste to it, even though you'll say, but my water has taste, or this water has taste, but actual water technically no taste. Therefore, only when you're doing it for the sake of thirst are you going to make a bracha of shahakol on it. Otherwise, you wouldn't. Anything else, it doesn't matter, you would still make a bracha on it. So the classic issues that you have is if you're taking a pill, with medicine, a medicine pill, and you drink water to take that pill down, so there, you would not make a bracha when you're taking that water down. If you were taking anything else, soda, juice, whatever, seltzer, that you're taking with it, then you would have to make a bracha. It seems that seltzer would fall under those categories. But we'll see in a moment that there's actually a debate whether coffee or tea needs that. Even though those have flavor, we'll see in a moment about this idea. So he says, you say shahakol, and following that, you say bernafashos. Aval im chanakte umtza, if you have a bone stuck in your throat, you're choking on something, and you're just taking the water in order to get rid of the item in your throat, you don't make a bracha before, and you don't make a bracha after. Because specifically, you're just doing it to clear your throat, but that is only, again, with water. If you're choking on something, you took some soda, you would still need to make a bracha on the soda. It's only going to be in water. So the question on that is going to be in general. Let's say it's a revius that you have to drink, right? 3 ounces, right? So if I'm drinking water just for hydration purposes or refuah, the doctor says you need to drink 7 cups of water a day. So you're not thirsty. I'm just drinking the water because he told me to do it. I no bracha, right? So even if I'm drinking 5-6 cups, no bracha. Why? Because of the fact that I'm not drinking with thirst. But if there's a little bit of taste that you enjoy, which means a little bit of thirst, as the Mishnah Berurah writes, he'll say, if you enjoy it a little bit, okay, then mistamak tzas. But the question is going to be, what happens like on a before a fast day? Many times before a fast day, people like to pre-drink. So let's say you had your meal, you're already full from your meal, and they're like, oh, fast day's coming, quick, let's drink cups of water. Over there, you wouldn't actually need to make a bracha on that water, because you're already full. You don't want it. You're only pre-drinking. Although there was a debate, predominantly most poskim will say, you're not drinking for thirst there. You're just drinking to push off, if you will, the thirst that might potentially come in the future. So in that scenario, you wouldn't actually need to make a bracha in that case. Again, if you're choking, oftentimes you have it, like a chazan is davening, or balkori, and he's got something stuck in his throat. He needs to get water. He doesn't have to say a bracha on that water because he's not thirsty. He's just kind of trying to clear his throat. He wouldn't actually need to say a bracha on it. But again, only when it comes to water, it doesn't fall to anything else.
What about juice?
Everything else has flavor to it, and therefore you need to make a bracha, even if you're taking a pill. Okay? Now, the concern is that you're taking water. Let's say you have a glass of water. You need this much water, tiny amount for your pill. You fill up your glass. You take it. Your pill goes down. You got water left. The remaining water you need to make a bracha on.
Sparkling water.
Sparkling water seems to be like seltzer. Same idea, same thing. But if you drink enough amount, you know. Sparkling. Seems that sparkling water, I believe, it doesn't necessarily have the flavor, but it's really a different mashke. It seems like you would make a bracha on that, I think, in all cases over there. Then you're in that machlokas, very long, right? So it's either 2 sips, it's a... I'm not going into reviews now what that is, because if we get to that whole idea of how much you have to drink in general, is it going to be 2 sips? Is it going to be kadei reviews, kadei achilas pras? We're not going there now. Right now, we're just saying that when in general you need it, that's how a person would actually do it. So he says if you're drinking other drinks and you would have to make a bracha, or eating anything else, even if you're choking, you'd always need a bracha in that scenario. However, kishashosamayim babok, if you're drinking water in the morning, lirafua, for health, don't make a bracha. Bim gam litzamo yivarach. But if it's also litzamo for thirst, you're going to make a bracha, which is for the most part, most of us in the morning when you take a drink of water, there is a little bit of pleasure you have when you drink the water in that scenario. So therefore, you would need a bracha. So where does it really play out most of the time? The person is choking on something. The person is rehydrating themselves, prepare for a fast, or they're just trying to drink a massive amounts of water every day. That's what those scenarios where it actually plays out. There is a question, though, if a person is drinking black coffee without any sugar or anything in it, and he's only drinking it for strength, he's not drinking for flavor, and he despises black coffee, but he perhaps only needs it for, let's say, the caffeine. So then in that scenario, you might actually have to do that. You might actually not say a bracha. So just to quote you over here, first a quote from Rav Yashav, that if a person had tea essence, just tea essence, it was saturated, oversaturated, you're drinking it, sha'afim shosaf salat tzomah, you're drinking because you're thirsty, you're not going to make a bracha on it because there's no hana on it. That's interesting. There's no hana because you're like drinking this thickened, I guess, liquid over here, even though it's not so thick for us. And he says, with regards to coffee, it depends on whether a person does not like black coffee. If you're drinking it, let's say, just for the caffeine, but not for the pleasure that's there. So coffee, since it's really water, it just says, you know, the coffee filtered through it. And then in that scenario, it suggests also you would not make a bracha. That's pretty crazy on that.
But how would you know if you like the flavor of somebody proposed a coffee cup? You don't.
You assume, again, let's assume that in most cases, you know, where if you know that you're about to drink black coffee because, you know, you usually drink Pepsi and Mountain Dew because you need caffeine. Only they don't have any. They only have black coffee. And you can't stand black coffee, you know, and you don't like it. So it could be that scenario. You wouldn't actually make a bracha of shahakal on that coffee. You're only doing it not for the taste, which is a chiddush, because I thought that anything that has flavor it would be. But therefore, he says in this case, you know, it wouldn't actually fall into that category. And then he quotes also a difficult scenario. If a person drinking water, lakaras atzmo, to cool himself down. How can you be not thirsty and you just want to cool yourself down? I don't know. But he says, lakaras atzmo, and you're not getting benefit from the actual shti itself and the actual drinking itself. That's a suffix if you actually need to make a bracha on that. Therefore, it would obviously be better to make a bracha on something else in that scenario. Similarly, people drink hot water in order to warm themselves. Same idea in that scenario. Some say if you're just doing it to warm yourself, you wouldn't actually make a bracha on it because it's not actually for thirst. You're just doing it because you're cold in that scenario. So those are some scenarios that relate to actually drinking water. Again, the after bracha on water, it's a whole other time. It really depends on what you do. Just one final point on this. He quotes over here in the Dirshu, he quotes from the Berke Yosef. The Kavachim quotes the Berke Yosef that what happens if someone made a bracha of Bari Nefashos on water? Instead of saying a shahakol, they made the after bracha. But the after bracha of Bari Nefashos is Bari Nefashos, Rabbas V'chasronos, all things that a person is lacking. That's water. It's like everything that it heals and gives everything. So the Kavachan quotes the Berke Yosef that if someone said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Chaim Bari Nefashos Rabbas V'chasronos Al Kamash Rabbas, and then he swallowed, he drank the water there, he said he would be Yotze for a bracha Rishona and a bracha Achrona. I don't even know what to tell you with that. They're Yotze with both, but he should, after, while he still has water to drink, start thinking. Think of the Shahako bracha if he still has more water to drink. But he says, actually, Yotze in that, I don't know when that would actually happen, but that because of the fact that the brain of Fushas is all-inclusive of everything, and so is water, therefore he suggests that you would be Yotze if you said it for your bracha Rishona, if you said a brain of Fushas for that. That's what we have.